Welcome everybody to the Locked On Lakers podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin, and I celebrate Easter slightly differently than Paul Pierce, it turns out. Today's show, I am going to be joined by you guys in a couple different ways. Obviously, the iTunes review questions are going to get the priority here. And then I also asked for a couple questions on Twitter. Also have to get to the late breaking news that Andre Drummond was out there wondering whether or not 25 was too old to participate, or as he put it, compete in a in an Easter egg hunt. Harrison and I recorded the Silver Screen and Roll podcast before I hopped on here for this one, and we agreed that this is Andre Drummond basically putting Kyle Kuzma's business out there without saying that Kyle Kuzma wanted to do an Easter egg hunt. It's a fun way to think of it that way. So yeah, really fun show today. We're going to jump around. We're going to bounce around a little bit topics wise, just because we are, a day removed from the Lakers losing to the Clippers. They didn't lose today, so no new Orca facts. We'll have plenty of time for those in the coming weeks though. So let's go ahead and jump into these questions. First one comes from KS Fantastic, writing, "First things first, awesome job you guys are doing with the podcast. Been a listener for about 2 years now, and the quality and nuance both of you bring to basketball discussion in general is refreshing. Keep up the great work." Thank you. Now to my question, KCP has continued to struggle. We know he's capable of much more based on his play in the playoffs. Do you think KCP is the type of player that benefits from a playoff type of schedule, similar to Rondo in the sense that he's better when he gets to prep to play the same team multiple times in a row? Well, I think the prep thing is an interesting one here, because so for Rondo has always been an energy thing and a focus thing. Over the course of a regular season, Rondo's interest kind of wanes, right? There's an ebb and a flow to the way that Rondo plays the game. And when you get into a playoff atmosphere and his energy level gets higher consistently, he becomes a better player. KCP, the prep thing on that is interesting because I don't know if it's so much defensively that, you know, you get to prepare for him, but I think over the course of a series you learn, okay, this is where I'm going to get this shot, this is how much time I'm going to have to be able to get the shot off, this is the kind of player who might fall asleep and I might be able to fade down to the corner and all of these things. So I think that helps to a certain extent, but I also look, KCP was always going to struggle when LeBron especially went out. He is somebody who, needs an optimized situation around him. We saw KCP before LeBron showed up. He was here for a year before LeBron showed up, and it wasn't a particularly enjoyable experience watching that version of KCP. And then we saw KCP with LeBron, and then we saw him without LeBron in that first year. Same kind of thing. Without was not exactly enjoyable. And then now we're seeing it again, where last year, and I think this is the case for a lot of the Lakers, basically all the Lakers that we saw participate, other than LeBron, that we saw participate in that finals, the finals in the bubble. And it's that, you know, those circumstances might have been so unique that it was never going to be fair to judge them comparatively on that as they headed into a season only a few weeks later. Like, that's the crazy thing to me, is that maybe a couple months later, which you maybe get a couple weeks to recover and get over the season that was last year. And when I say last year, I mean like the literal year, the whole year the Lakers were playing basketball or had to stay in shape to be able to play basketball. And then, so you go from that and you get off the high that is winning a championship. And then you have maybe a couple weeks off and it's right back to, all right, we got to get back into shape. We got to get back into go mode. And we got to try to hit the ground running here for this upcoming season. And so, like, while while obviously it's disappointing to see how some of these guys have played in these circumstances, it was never going to be a pretty season start to finish. And I think one of the things that I was wrongest about, and the thing I'm kind of kicking myself over, is letting Pete talk me into, no, I think they're really gonna do this and that and this and that this season. They're gonna look to, you know, set history and all these things. And I know LeBron was ready to do those things, but AD clearly wasn't. KCP's body has broken down, and now we're kind of seeing him look like a shell of himself. And so I think for KCP, more than it is about play the postseason regiment and getting to know a team over the course of a series, this is just his body saying, man, this last year has been brutal. I'm exhausted. I want to go to bed. And we'll see if he's able to bounce back. Let's go to the next question here. D. Frizio writes, hey, Anthony, who do you think will be signed to fill the 15th roster spot? I know the Lakers will wait to see who else is bought out, but what if no other 3-and-D wing players become available? I'm thinking they should take a look at Glenn Robinson III. He's a 6'6 shooting guard / small forward. When he last played as a regular for the 2019-2020 Warriors, averaged 13 points per game and shot 40% from three-point range. I know he's not a big name, but he could be effective. I'm so tired of watching the Trash Brothers of KCP and Wesley Matthews Jr. Missing all their threes and averaging 3 to 7 points per game. I know KCP has some equity built up because of the championship last year, and I know that he's a streaky shooter, but aside from a good player, good playoff run in the beginning of this season, he's pretty much sucked. I think it's time to try something else out. So we just went over KCP. A name that I think we should focus on a little bit here is Ben McLemore. The Houston Rockets waived him. He's a shooting guard who is capable of shooting. I don't know how much he would actually play, but I don't know that you're going to get too many players. You're going to see too many players more talented at that position become available this time of year than Ben McLemore. So he's somebody to watch and keep an eye on, and we'll see what his availability might be. But Glenn Robinson III is an interesting one. I believe the Lakers were kind of kicking the tires on him this last offseason. So I know there's been interest there before he went to Sacramento. So it would be an interesting signing there as well. But you guys are on the right track when it comes to the type of player the Lakers will and should be looking at. All right, let's take a quick second here. When we come back, I'm going to keep on answering your questions, including whether or not 25 is a cutoff line for participation in an Easter egg hunt. Today's show is brought to you in part by Locker Room. Look, I've been doing it the last few weeks. It has been a blast. This last Friday was, I think, the best show so far. Sabrina Merchant of Silver Screen and Roll, and she's been on this show a couple times. She hopped on there, and we discussed the Andre Drummond and Marc Gasol and Damian Jones dynamic that we've seen play out over the last couple weeks. So that was a really fun conversation there. We discussed, you know, what this season might mean for the Lakers moving forward. And yeah, every Friday at about 2 p.m. my time out here in Texas, noon Pacific, I hop on there and I answer your guys' questions. And it's been a lot of fun to be able to interact with you guys in a completely different way. So you can find it on the Apple iTunes store. And it's their Locker Room, two words. You can find me on there at Anthony Irwin LA. And then I know they're working really hard on getting an app that you can use with Android, and then one that you can use on your desktop or whatever. So those developments are still coming. But for those who can use this right now, it's been a really fun way to get to talk to you guys and offer up more kind of casual analysis. I did the last one on my back porch. We just kind of hung out there and took in the nice weather before my mother and father-in-law came over and stayed at the house. So it's been a lot of fun. So check that out, Locker Room, wherever you get your apps on the Apple iTunes store, and then keep an eye out for as soon as they have the app available for everybody else. Today's show is brought to you in part by Rock Auto. Head on over to rockauto.com, where you will visit a family business that has been doing this for over two decades now, and you are going to find the best collection of parts that you can possibly find on the internet. It is getting insane. The more high-tech these cars get, the more difficult it is to find the proper part, and that makes it all the easier for the big companies to mark up all of the parts that you might need should anything go wrong with your car. Well, rockauto.com is here to help you avoid all of those kinds of messes as best you can. They have everything from engine control modules to brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil. Your car needs carpet? They have that too. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specs, and prices you prefer. And most importantly, the prices you see are going to be the same for everybody, regardless of your driving background. So again, head on over to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or your truck, and then write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. Get more of the sports news you need in less time with our new Locked On Today podcast. Peter Bukowski hosts Locked On Today in a daily podcast, breaking down the biggest news stories with analysis from our local experts. Start your day with all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to Locked On Today wherever you get podcasts. All right, next question here comes from D4 Carmichael. No, I was just kidding. I love Pete, would never trade Pete ever. It was just a hypothetical question spirited from the trade deadline that was meant to be funny. Thought into how much it must feel to be traded. Can you bring Pete back? I would love to, but look, this is the kind of, we talked about this on that episode. This is the kind of thing that when Pete and I started, we hoped that we would run into. Like, we hoped that one day one of us would have to focus on our work for the actual Lakers, right? I hope, we hoped that, our roles would be changed because of opportunities elsewhere. And that's just kind of how things go. So, unfortunately, Pete, is moving on to focus on his work with the Lakers, but he'll still be around every so often and we'll cross those bridges as we come upon them as well. But yeah, it was a funny question. He laughed at it when I lobbed it up to him. All right, next question here comes from Cato JT in San Diego. It looks like OMG, I can't believe I won't be hearing this great duo anymore, at least not regularly. Sad and happy for Pete at the same time. Good luck, Pete, and thanks for helping me through a rough 2020. Been a huge fan of the quad APHD. Please do a homecoming pod of the quad if the Lakers win the chip this year. Yeah, nothing. Wild horses won't be able to keep me from recording with all of my guys if that's what it comes to. We do have a bit of an announcement regarding where the show is going next. We are crossing the finish line with who the next host might be. I don't want to give anything away quite yet because, you never know how these things go in this industry. But I do think you guys are really going to enjoy the show and the direction that it goes in. It's going to be a bit of a lighter show. I'm going to have a fun time. And then the other thing, too, is the video aspect of this is going to be really fun. It's going to become a live video show. So whenever we're recording our live, our podcast or whatever, for the most part, it's going to be live. And if you guys have enjoyed the Friday afternoon locker room sessions, we're going to be doing stuff like that, hopefully, on Tegna's YouTube channels, to where you can be watching us during your lunch breaks on a more regular basis as well. So you guys are going to enjoy the direction that the show is going in. It's just, we got to get there and we got to cross the finish line, cross our I's and dot our T's and all of that good stuff. Let's go ahead and get to the next question here. And we're going to dive into the Twitter questions now. So actually, you know what? Let's have a little bit of fun here. So Andre Drummond asked, serious question with a lot of mixed opinions. If you're over 25, should you compete in an Easter egg hunt? And the only 25-year-old on the roster is Kyle Kuzma. And I'm kind of wondering if this is, you know, Kuz wanted to do an Easter egg hunt and the rest of the Lakers are like, what are you? You're 25, dude. We don't do this anymore. And I'm kind of curious if that's kind of what they ran into here. But I want to know from you guys if you guys ever did an Easter egg hunt in your into adulthood. Because I know for me, we used to, you know, if we had a free Saturday, you fill those eggs with those little plastic you know, shots of whatever liquor that you would have. You put that in an egg and you hide them all over. I know we did it in an apartment complex, and that was one of the things that we did. I know we did it in one of my friends played soccer, so he and some of his soccer teammates rented a house, and we did something like that there. So in college, it was just like another excuse, basically, to go out and have a few drinks and play around in the meantime. We dropped some all the way down to the bottom of the pool at one point. I don't remember that alcohol tasting particularly good, but yeah, it was a fun little game that we did. And I'm sure we included some point systems so that there was a winner and a loser, and whoever won or lost wound up drinking more because you find excuses to, it was college, you know, that's kind of what we did. But so I talked to Harrison about it on the Silver Screen and Roll Pod, and he was saying that, like, no, that was something that he never did. So I'm kind of curious if any of you guys ever did anything like that as just like a fun thing to do in college. Obviously, now I'm way closer to 35 than I am to 25. Do I turn 35 this year? What? Woof. Yeah. I just had mortality slap me across the face. but yeah, that was something that we did. So I'm curious to your responses to Andre Drummond's question here. Let's take another quick second here. When we come back, we will finish off with all of the rest of the Twitter questions. Today's show is brought to you in part by BetOnline. Head on over to BetOnline. Use that promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% deposit bonus. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are all in full swing. BetOnline even covers award shows, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine can also be found at betonline.ag and also the Twitter account @betonline_ag. BetOnline has you covered for all the new scores and odds. It's the best place to place all your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head on over to betonline.ag, use that promo code LOCKEDON, or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline is your online sportsbook experts. BetOnline.ag, promo code LOCKEDON. Today's show is brought to you in part by Built Bar. Head on over to BuiltBar.com, use that promo code LOCKEDON, and you will save 20% off your next order. Not your first, your next. So however often you go to the website and you make a purchase, use that promo code LOCKEDON, and you're going to save 20% off. And you're saving 20% off on an incredible product. We've been working with these guys forever now, and it is the kind of partnership you're really proud of, not just because of the ability that we've been able to work together, but also because of how great the product itself is and how easy it is to sell. I've told my family about it, close friends back home, friends that I've made out here. I personally use it almost every day. Basically, I would probably say I'm closer to every day than anything else, any other way you could describe this thing. It's great for me because I'm always on the go, always have some errand to run or something to ride or something like that. Avery got into some kind of trash or something, so I have to clean up and don't have enough time to eat a full meal. Built Bar has been great with that. I've lost weight since we've started working with them because it's a super healthy bar. Great flavors, great textures, just an all-around fantastic product. So one more time, head on over to BuiltBar.com. Use that promo code LOCKEDON to save 20% off your next order. BuiltBar.com, the best protein bar you'll ever eat. Get more analysis on the top prospects available in this year's NBA draft with the Locked On NBA Draft podcast. Scouting reports, draft rumors, mock drafts, and full coverage of March Madness 4 days a week from credentialed draft experts. Subscribe today and follow Locked On NBA Draft. All right, next question here comes from, as I fail to pull it up, there it is. So next question here comes from Jeffrey Santos at Jeep Santos. Which came first, the egg or the chicken? LOL, but on a serious note, do you think Dennis is really the point guard that we need in the coming years? So this is a fascinating one to me because it has been up and down with Schroeder. Mostly up. I've been mostly pleasantly surprised by what he offers as a point guard on a LeBron team. This is a guy who is a lot better than I thought he was going to be defensively at the point of attack. Hasn't quite lived up to some of the expectations when LeBron wasn't on the court. And, you know, I think that has to, if he's looking for 20 plus million per year, that's somebody who you're winning a playoff spot or you're earning a playoff spot on his back as well, you know, let alone what he can do to fortify a LeBron and AD rotation. This said, the thing to keep in mind here with Schroeder, when it comes to the contract that he's going to be getting, is the Lakers don't have any other avenue to improve their team if he walks. So if Dennis Schroeder gets or asks for $21+ million a year, and the Lakers don't give it to him, it's not like they now have $21 million per year to offer a replacement. They are going to be over the cap, and they aren't going to be able to go out and get somebody who will be as talented as Dennis Schroeder for the amount of money that they don't want to be paying Dennis Schroeder. So what I think happens here is I think the Lakers and Schroeder find some, you know, common ground to land on when it comes to his contract. I think they once again offer him the 4-year, $84 million contract that he has now turned down twice. Maybe they go slightly above it, depending on how things go in the months leading up to the postseason, and then obviously in the playoffs. But that's kind of where this is heading. The thing to keep in mind, though, once Schroeder is signed to that contract, and we get into the December range of next year and he's eligible to be moved, if things don't go as well or if these negotiations get kind of awkward or whatever, I wouldn't be surprised to see Schroeder moved next season when they can now apply the amount of money that they give Schroeder. They can apply it in a trade and have salary to match. He's still going to be a 27, 28 year old point guard, who obviously you aren't talking about in terms of what improvement he's going to make over the course of his career. I think those days are pretty much done. He's not a prospect anymore. But is this somebody who, you know, can you get somebody? So if the Lakers give Schroeder $21 million a year, right? Just like the reported extension that, like I said earlier, he has rejected twice. So if they give him that, and it still isn't quite working out, the defense maybe slides next year when he won't be playing for a contract. If, you know, the Lakers need more shooting in the way that it actually spaces the floor, because even when Schroeder is knocking down jumpers, it's not like anybody is rushing to close out on Dennis Schroeder at the 3-point line. So if the Lakers do agree to terms on a deal with him, I still think they will be using it to look around the league and across the league and see, all right, what could we maybe get for him? Whether it's a point guard who's making roughly the same amount of money, who maybe fits a little bit better. Maybe it's a point guard who isn't as talented as Schroeder, but you can maybe add a 3-and-D wing as well. you know, you get a point guard who's making closer to 11 or 13 mil, and then you sign another player there, or you trade for another player who is making, you know, around that same 10-ish range, and you spread across the talent a little bit more. I'd be surprised if Schroeder isn't signed by the Lakers this year. That would really surprise me, because the Lakers would be screwed. But it also wouldn't necessarily surprise me next year if they do come to terms on a contract and then he just isn't there. He doesn't finish next season with the Lakers. It's just I think other people like the fit more than I do. I still think the Lakers need somebody who can shoot off the dribble to open up their pick and roll game better than Schroeder does right now. I think you need somebody who can just be a better catch and shoot player that teams care about a little bit more. And I think that's the direction I would go in. But also, you got to recognize that the Lakers don't have a ton of resources to be able to replace him if he just leaves in free agency. They would really be kind of under the gun there. Next one comes from Clayton DeMarkey. Who has the best prospects among THT, Terrence Mann, and Tyrese Maxey? Hugs from Brazil. So all these guys are kind of interesting because they are young players with smallish roles on their teams, and they have outperformed expectations. And so you have fans kind of clamoring for larger roles for all these guys. So I think it's too early to tell like who has the best prospects between those three players, but it is going to be interesting over the next year or two as those guys do step into larger roles, whether they can continue to meet or exceed those expectations as fans actually have expectations. Like, one of the things that I'm always behind other people on with young players is jumping immediately to, oh my God, what could this guy be? Based on that player outperforming expectations in the time that you're watching them there. I'm not willing to say, wow, they outperform my expectations here. I can raise my expectations for this player moving forward, because all that typically does, especially guys like these guys, all that normally leads to is, oh man, maybe we shouldn't have raised our expectations and that player isn't quite ready for that increased role. Even if it doesn't change the player that player was in the first place or who that player might become later, it's just that our expectations got a little carried away from us, and now we have to reevaluate where those expectations lie. So with all these guys, like I'm not really willing to pick one out of the three guys, but for all of these franchises, for the Lakers, the Clippers, and for Philly, all three of these teams are looking at these guys and saying, this is one way to really extend our window here, not just in terms of what this player could do for us, but what this player could become as a trade chip moving forward if they continue to outperform expectations. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the Locked On Lakers podcast. I will be back to react to the game as, again, we continue to work on the details and hammer out contracts and everything for Pete's replacements. But until then, have a great rest of your day. Make somebody else's.